Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. Would you be so kind as to give me your opinion?
Yes, okay.
Thank you. Am I speaking with Angela Escobar?
Yes.
Thank you. English? You want to do it in English, right? So that's what we've been speaking, so we're going to do it in English. And now, which of the following states are you registered to vote in Arizona?
I'm registered to vote in Arizona.
Yeah, are you registered to vote? Yeah, in Arizona. On what state are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a sample representative for all ages, may I have the year you were born, please? Just the year?
77.
Thank you. I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you won't vote?
I'll vote. Certain.
Certain, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? I know it's a lot of issues, but if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important?
Inflation and healthcare.
Thank you.
And education, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump in the 2020?
What about it now?
Who did you vote for in the 2020? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or the Democrat Joe Biden?
You know what? I don't know. I would have to look at. I didn't even know there was another candidate. Who was the candidate? Who, Jr.? John F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running as an independent, and then you have the Green Party, which is Jill Stein, and she's running in the Green Party. And
uh-huh.
Then we have Donald Trump and the Republican, and Joe Biden and the Democrat.
Okay, so I don't know about Robert, because I don't know any of the other two in the green one.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to look into it. I can't say. I wouldn't do Joe Biden again.
You will probably vote for Joe Biden, or do you want me to put you undecided right now?
You can put undecided.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for the independent Kennedy Jr. or the Green Party candidate Jill Stein or the Republican Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Who would you lean more to if it was today?
I don't know the other two on their stance mm-hmm. and what they're supporting or, you know,
okay.
what he, and I know Donald Trump, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff, but some of the stuff I do. So I wouldn't know what to say, to be honest, because the other
okay.
two, I don't have no idea about.
Okay. So you haven't decided yet, correct?
Yeah, I'm undecided. I'm going to have to look into that.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
0.
Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
40.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And now, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat, Len Gallego, or the Republican, Carrie Lake? It's a tough one.
I would say Diego. It's Diego, right?
Ruben Gallego.
Oh, Gallego. Okay, then Gallego.
Ruben, actually, in English. Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on citizens' stay, experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree?
This is hard because there's a lot of stuff. Because I work for an agency where they do for some, and I see what they allow them to have and not, and I don't know what, if they do allow them and they do pass this whatever bill or law, what other implications that they're going to put in, and it's going to cost, and where are they going to get that money from? So I have to, like, think of everything, but part of me thinks that they should.
You can, you know, somewhat agree or strongly agree. So it could be like, you know, in between.
Or somewhat agree then.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Should be from where? I'm sorry.
Protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. You know, when they raise them someplace.
To be targeted on immigration rates, or not to be targeted, to be.
Well, not to be targeted in deportation rates. Yeah, you're saying that Biden should protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't understand the question. So.
Okay, President Biden should make it a priority to protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Moving right along, thank you so much for taking the survey. I really appreciate it, and thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who has passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. It reads like this: a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Do you Will that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Biden in the 2024 election?
It wouldn't be that wouldn't be the only reason why.
No, yeah, they're just asking about just this particular program that, you know, it's going to be, it's about a few programs.
Oh, then agree. Yeah, okay. Then I'll more likely, yes.
More, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Do you agree? Would that make it more likely or less likely to vote for Biden?
Somewhat
more likely? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for Biden?
So it increases the what in for the state?
Well, it says that he should grant work permits in temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and stay experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants to relieve the pressure that is going on right now, that he should grant them a work permit and they will also contribute to the economy of the country.
Agree. Yeah, somewhat, yes.
Somewhat, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you less likely or more likely to vote for Biden?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Somewhat likely. I don't know if that's an option.
Somewhat more likely, yes.
Yes.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. That makes you less likely or more likely to vote for Biden?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Okay, please indicate if you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Did that concern you or not?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Does that concern you or no?
Yes.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that concern you or no?
What does he have? I'm sorry.
He has failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Joe Biden and the Democrats. Is that concerns? Well, it doesn't concern. A little concern,
yeah,
somewhat concern.
It concerns me.
Very concerned, somewhat concerned.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that concern you somewhat, a little? It doesn't concern you at all.
It concerns me somewhat.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that concern you or no?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We are 80% now. Thank you so much for hanging in there. Appreciate it. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't.
If you haven't made up your mind yet, that's fine too.
It's undecided.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Robert S. Kennedy, the independent, the Green Party candidate Joe Stein, the Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you lean more towards if you had to choose right now?
Probably the independent, even though I don't know what the stance is.
Okay, no problem. I got you. Okay. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or is in this country without papers? Yes or no?
I know some. I don't personally, but I know of, you know.
Like an acquaintance, a co-worker, or a family member, or you prefer not
acquaintance.
To specify? Do you prefer not to specify? Yes. I can put that. I can put a friend, an acquaintance, a co-worker.
Just acquaintance.
An acquaintance, thank you. Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Facebook, YouTube. Facebook, yes or no?
Not my news, but...
Okay. In a typical week, not Facebook. How about YouTube?
No.
How about MSNBC, MSNBC, and CNN?
Yes.
Thank you. How about Univision or Telemundo? That's the Spanish channels.
The Univision, because of my mom, she'll watch that too.
Okay, so you do watch it, right?
Yes.
Okay. How about WhatsApp or Fox News or a channel or website? WhatsApp or Fox News?
So WhatsApp, I think it is.
WhatsApp, yeah. That's they also. I've never seen it, but I guess they do have information about, you know, you can get some news from them. Or Fox News.
No, not Fox News.
But WhatsApp, yes.
Yes.
Okay. How about Spanish language radio programs?
Not for news.
Okay. How about Instagram?
No.
How about OANN or Newsmax?
Newsmax.
Newsmax, you do? Okay. How about TikTok?
No.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Ooh. Here? I don't. As far as I know, it's somewhere. My heritage would be here because we're like from North America.
Right. But from where do they come from? You know, like you have the immigrants coming from Europe, the Spanish coming from all the islands or Central or South America. Where do they come from?
As far as I know, we've traced our lines all the way to like the Mayans and Aztec tribes. So like I'm indigenous. I consider myself from North America.
So that would be Mexico then, because that's where the Mayas and the Aztecs are. Ooh, okay, thank you. Okay, and were you born in the United States, in the mainland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What about your parents? Either your parents were born in the United States or in Puerto Rico or in another country? Both
in
of
the
your
United
parents
States.
Were born on the mainland? Thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English?
English and Spanish, but more English than Spanish.
More English than Spanish, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I don't really see myself as a Republican. I don't see myself as a Democrat. I would say more independent. Sometimes I've chosen independent and Republican, but I don't go on what their party is. I go on what their stance are.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I would say more Republican than Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's and two associates.
No kidding. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. My daughter's got a master's too. She's a teacher. What is your religion, if any?
Christian non-denomination.
Christian? Okay. Christian. Christian. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I just have your first name? Angela, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
If I'm available.
Okay, no problem.
You just happen to catch me right now,
okay.
But I'm available.
You got it. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. It was wonderful talking to you, Angela. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.